Welcome back. I hope that you are looking at your income statement trends in a new light. The exact same process should be applied to your balance sheet as well. Understand what changed month to month and why. While your income statement tells you how much money you made or lost during a particular time period, your balance sheet tells you your financial position at a point in time. Understanding how that changes month to month and being able to predict how it will change in the future is critical to understanding your cash flow. But along with the balance sheet, I want to make sure that you use one of the most often overlooked tools in your financial package, and that is the statement of cash flows. Often, when I ask a new client to see their financial package that they receive at the end of the month, the statement of cash flows is not even present. It's no wonder that so few business owners understand this important tool. Let's use the additional resource entitled The Three Financial Statements just below this audio. It is simply imperative that you understand how the three financial statements, income statement, balance sheet, and statement of cash flows, tie to each other and only work to provide a complete picture of the business when used together. The final row of the income statement is net income or earnings for the period. Note that this is at the very top row on the statement of cash flows. The statement of cash flows then accounts for changes in the balance sheet row by row and ends with a cash balance at the end of the period. Now, at the top of the balance sheet is the cash balance, the same number which is at the bottom of the statement of cash flows. The balance sheet ends with the equity section, and part of that is retained earnings, which is the sum of net capital and earnings since inception of the business. You can usually see retained earnings for the current period as a row broken out within the equity section, which will tie right back to the bottom of the income statement. In concept, this is pretty simple, but many business owners have never had this explained to them. Now, let's look at a practical example from the next additional resource titled Understanding the Balance Sheet and Statement of Cash Flows. What I've done is present side by side a simplified balance sheet and statement of cash flows. First, I want you to notice that this ties back to our prior example. The net income at the top of the income statement of cash flows ties to what was presented in the income statement example earlier in this module. Next, notice that we have two balance sheet periods side by side. In this case, they are the beginning and end of a six-month period. But the same principles hold true if you're looking at changes over a month, a quarter, or a year. For convenience, I provided a column that shows the change between the two periods to save you from doing the math as you follow along. The first row after net income on the statement of cash flows is depreciation. You can find this number as the change in accumulated depreciation on the balance sheet. In this case, this is the cost of wear and tear on capital equipment, which doesn't consume cash during the period, but ultimately represents a cost to the business. An easy example to think about is a car that you buy with cash. Since it's fully paid for, there is no out-of-pocket expenditure to own the car over the next 6 months, although there are operating costs. But clearly, there's wear and tear, and at some point in the future, that shiny new car is virtually worthless and needs to be replaced. Depreciation is almost always the second row on the statement of cash flows. Next, there is cash flow from day-to-day operating activities. Most of these come from the working capital or current assets and current liabilities section of the balance sheet. In our example, accounts receivable were up over $428,000, and while we recognize the profits from the sales, we have not yet gotten in the cash, so the increase in accounts receivable represents a use of cash. On the other hand, accounts payable were up just over $200,000. This represents expenses that we recognize during the period, but we haven't yet paid. So this is a source of cash for the business. The top section represents what is commonly referred to as cash flow from operations. The next section represents financing and investing activities. In this example, we invested $100,000 in capital equipment, perhaps vehicles and machinery or building improvements. This is a use of cash. If it was financed, that would be on a separate row. Our long-term borrowings decreased by $50,000 during the period as we paid off some long-term debt. And finally, we made distributions of $225,000 during the period. Recall that I said that in this example, it is a flow-through tax entity, in which case it's fairly typical for owners to get distributions to make tax payments based upon company profits allocated to them. The net result is a decrease of over $100,000 of cash during the period. This is a fairly common illustration in that the business shows a healthy profit but won't see the cash come in until the receivable balance is paid. Often businesses can consume cash when they are the busiest or growing the fastest and actually have stronger cash when business slows down just a bit. The cycle of cash is why it is so critical to maintain a healthy capital base and have a good relationship with your banker. We'll touch on the relationship with your banker in Module 7 when we read Chapter 10 of Your Cash is Flowing.